to Gemara Tainus. Today we're learning in the merit the hostages should return home safely and swiftly. The soldiers should be successful. Israel should emerge victorious, says the Gemara on Daf Chav Dalet. That's 24. Picking up some more stories. We ended up yesterday where Rav Yossi bar Oven basically said he would not learn Torah from Rav Yossi of Yukris. Why not? And he said, because Rav Yossi of Yukris does not have any mercy or pity on his own children, so why would he expect him to take pity on me? What exactly happened to his son? Very strange story. Very mahi. So what happened to his son? Yoy mechad, we are left a couple lines down. Yoy mechad, one day, hey ugr le igra bedibra. Yossi bar Yukris hired workers to till his field, work in his field. Nogel of lo yaisilu rifta. And it came to evening, and they didn't have anything to eat. Amalei Reis, I said to his son, Kavninan, we're hungry. They were sitting under a fig tree. It was not the time for the figs to come into season yet. Amar's son said, Te'ina, let's see a pair of sides. Fig tree, bring forth your fruit. And feed the workers of my father. And what happened? The fig tree miraculously bore fruit, and they ate. While they're eating, so the father of Yossi bar Yukris shows up with food. Amar, he said to them, Lo tinku, but da'at chu. Did you think I wouldn't bring you food sooner? Da'at nahagida. The reason I was delayed was a mitzvah tarchin. I was busy doing a mitzvah. But hashtu disagie, and it took me until now to come. Amrulay said to him, "Rach mara lizboacha ki yeched das bin berech." May God satisfy you the way your son satisfied us. Amrulahu mehechaim. Well, how did our son get you food? Amrulahachu yachavi ma'isa. Such and such is the story. Amrulay said to them, "Biniyata hetzriyichad das konech lotzi te'ena mipreas shalob bezmana." To my son, you troubled God to make figs come forth from this tree when it's not the right time. Yasif Shalom Mizmanos, you should be taken from this world when it's not your right time. Very strange story, and I think there's a lot of layers to this, including the fact that he missed out to feed the workers because he was doing a mitzvah. It seems very deliberate, pointed out, that his son had to stand up for him, and then ultimately that he seemingly cursed his son, and this caused his students to leave him. A lot here. We'll wait for a drasha one day. What happened to his daughter? Break to my Havi late. Barta Baalis Yof, his daughter was beautiful. Yom Echad Hachazin Lehugavri saw a certain individual, the Havikari Wuhutsa. He made a hole in the fence. Bechazilain, he's looking at his daughter. Amalei Mahai, what are you doing? Amalei Rabbi Im Lakalo Zechiti. He goes, look, I want to marry your daughter, but I can't. So at least I should look at her. Amalei Rabbi said to him, Biti Ka Mitzarta Lehu Libreusa. My daughter, you're causing anguish among people. Shuvi Lafracha, return to the dust. Valishkalu Mincha B'nei Adam. And that mankind not sin on account of you. And seemingly that's what happened. Very strange. Okay. Havlahu Chamra. He also had a donkey. Havi Agrile Koyam. People would rent it every day. Lord to Havi Mishadi Le Agri Agavai. In the evening, the way they would pay back was not that they'd give him the credit card before the rental, but rather they'd take the money and put it on his back. Vasa Bemara. And the donkey would come home on its own, bringing the money. The E Topile Obatrile Loasa. And if they overpaid or underpaid, it would not come. Yom Echad in Shizuki the Sandli Allah. One day a pair of sandals were forgotten on the donkey. V'lo'azla ad shuklunu minei. And would not move until they removed it. V'had azla, and afterwards it came. By the way, what do you see here? You see he's a person who lived in this like sense of din, that everything was, it had to be exactly right. There's no element of like emotions. There's no element of mercy, of rachim. Everything is very strict. It's very like to the extent that the donkey would not move if he was underpaid or overpaid. It had to be, everything had to be just right. It was very, very, he was very strict and severe in a sense of just truth. And what we see is you can't just live when you live in the world of only MS and only judgment and only din. You have to live in the world of rachim as well. Some food for thought. Elazar Ishbarte, you have a chazi legabit stucca. So when Elazar Ishbarte, whenever the administrators of charity would come see him, whenever the administrators of charity would go out and see him coming, they'd run away. By the way, something else you see from the story, as mentioned yesterday, one is how we don't rely on miracles. Also, you have these stories of people which seem to go above and beyond, and you also wonder, like, did they go too far, or did they not go too far? Because look at this. And whenever they'd see him, the people who would collect charity, they'd run away. Now, why would they run away? Now, it should be the opposite. They want to run to him. Any money he'd have, he'd give to them. Meaning to say that seemingly he didn't have any sort of ability to withhold and hold money for himself. He saw people collect the money, give them everything he had, which is not healthy. Yom Echad, Havisalik L'shukul L'mizven Nudya L'breite. One day he was going to get to the market to buy some sort of Nudunya, something for his daughter. Chazik Avitztaka, the administrators of charity, saw him, Tashmini, they ran away. Oz Rasru, he runs after him, he goes, Amalhu, Ash Ba'ichsru B'mayisko. Did I do something to you? Tell me, why, what charity you collect the money for? So Amalei, but Yosef, your son, we're trying to marry off an orphan boy and an orphan girl. Amalei, Havda, by the temple service, Shehen Kod Melibiti, they come before my own daughter, Shakal Kol Dehavu Hadi, took all, everything he had, Yavu Hadi, he gave it to them. Pashul Chad Zizim, he's left with one Zuz, which is a very paltry amount. Zavin Bey, Echita, he went and bought wheat. Fasik Shadi Bachalina, and he put it in the granary in his house. He tossed it in the granary. So what happened basically is he gave away everything he had that was supposed to be for his daughter. And all he had was one little thing, a kernel of wheat, which he tossed into his granary. I see the base. So his wife comes. Armalei Leviti goes to his daughter. Ma'asa Vucha, what did your father bring home? Armalei, she said to him, Kol Ma Da'isi Bachalina Shadisu. Anything he brought home, he tossed in the granary. She went and opens the granary. What did she see? Behold, Chazachal to the Malia Chiti. It was full of grain. A great miracle happened. Kanafik Tinura Dasha. In fact, it was coming out through the hinges of the door. And when that opened, because of the wheat, meaning the door was basically pressed shut from the weight of the wheat. Her daughter runs excited to the base medrash. Armalei said to her father, come and see what the one who loves you has done for us. Look what God did. So Armalei, instead of being excited and saying, oh, look, God pay me back, he says, all this grain should be consecrated to the base of Migdash. You have no more share in it than any poor person in Israel. Meaning he said right away, I don't want to rely on this miracle, and he consecrated it to the temple. Rehuda Nasi, Gazer Tanusa, he declared a kindness on the lack of a fast. Boy, Rachel lost Mitra, and then he begins to pray, and it didn't rain. Amar, Kam Ika, Mishmuel Harmanzi, Lidu Ben Gamliel. What's the difference between Shmuel Harmanzi and Yehuda Ben Gamliel? O Ladar Shekane Nizga, woe is the generation that put it in such a state. O Lami Shalsa Bimekach. Woe is to me who in these days such a thing has occurred. Chalash Daito became dejected. Asimitra suddenly began to rain. Seemed to say that it wasn't just enough to pray, go through the action, you have to actually feel some sort of difference. And the fact that he was Chalash Daito, he became dejected and humiliated, that's what caused the rain ultimately to come. Okay. Debe Nasi Gaza Nusa, the court of the Nasi declares a fast. But no one informed of Yochan Mishlakish. It's after the Anhu. So in the morning, they found out. They come to Shul and no one's drinking coffee. Why are you guys not drinking coffee? They're like, oh, it's a fast day. He's like, oh, wow, really it is? Amalei Rishlakish, Rishlakish says of Yochan, Haila Kibana, Lan Miruta. We didn't accept the fast yesterday, so are we allowed to fast, or is the fast meaningful to us? Amalei, you responded on the Basrina Garina, and we got drawn after them, meaning it's for everyone, including us. Vinasi Gaza Dusa, so one time the court of the Nasi created a fast, lost a mitra, didn't rain. Tanalu, Oshia, Ziri, Demin Chavre. So Oshia, the youngest of his colleagues, quoted to the teaching from the Brisa. Vayim, Me'ene Ha'eda, Ne'ens, Ne'es, Sisa, L'shagaga. It happened that it was hidden from the eyes of the congregation and done in error. Meaning to say that, Mash Lakala, this is comparable to a bride to be. She based Havi, she's still living in her father's house. Kol's Mach, Ene Yafos. As long as her eyes are look healthy. We don't have to check the rest of her body if it's healthy. And now, Rutos, her eyes become weak. Their entire body requires to be checked. What he's saying is as follows: that so long as the court of the Nasi seems to be in good shape, we don't have to check the people. But the moment that we see that the court of the Nasi, the leaders, seemingly their prayers weren't answered, so there seems to be something wrong. So he was giving them harsh musar, saying that the reason it's not coming is on account of you. Also, Avdes, the servants of the Nasi come. Ramalei Sidura Betzaraf. Right, they threw some sort of towel around his neck. The Kometzaraluhun, they began to punch him. Amalei Bnei Amesa, the people came to the aid of Oshia, and they said, Shavki, leave him alone. Danam Mitzaralani, because he constantly harasses all of us. Came in the Chazin, the Chomilz of the Shem Shemaim. However, since we see that he's doing this just for the sake of heaven, he's not doing it because he's a curmudgeon old fellow who just likes to point out people's flaws, but actually he's trying to make us better. So, La Amrilei, Midi Vishakinlei, we no longer say anything, then we leave him be. Us, Namishakinu, you two should leave him alone. By the way, a lesson I took out of this was it doesn't say, since we saw it's all for the Shem Shemaim, we say we let him be and we listen to him. It's just that we let him be the guy. That sometimes you have to, even when people do things on Shem Shemaim, you have to be careful how you say things, because ultimately, if you reproach everyone too often and you give too much musr, people might not get upset at you, but they'll ignore you. And that's seeming what happened here. I thought it was a good lesson. I'm pulling out of here. This goes to my Haras, whatever you want to call my sefer. Rabbi Gazer Tanusa, Rabbi decreed a fast, lost in Mitra, and rain did not come. Nicha Kami Alpha, Ilfa came and in front of him. Amarle Rabbi Alpha, some say it was Rabbi Alpha. Amar Mashav Ruach, he says, makes the wind blow. Nashav Zika, and the wind began to blow. Marta Gashem, he makes the rain fall. Vasa Mitra began to fall. Amarle, Rabbi said to him, Ma'avdach, what did you do that you married to have your prayer answered immediately? Amarle, Diryani Bekusta Dechike. I live in a very poor place. The last bay chamer the kiddush Abdullah. There's not even enough wine for kiddush Abdullah. Tarchin vasne chamer the kiddush Abdullah. And I therefore you know, exert myself. And assuming if he lived in a poor place, he also didn't have a lot of money, and I sponsor the wine in the Kiddush and Havdalah, or Lehu Yedei Chavasa, and therefore, and allow others to discharge obligations by them, because people now can have Kiddush Havdalah. That's what we say, Kol Mish Ozgim Tarach Tzuba Emunah, Kodesh Baruch Yishalim Scharam, the Yaz Mikol Machla, what is that referring to? So if you look in the Seder, right before it says, the one who brings wine to Kiddush Havdalah to the Shul. So I think that's actually coming from this Gemara. Great. Rav Ikla who asked Rav Ikla who asked Rav comes at a certain place. God has his laws and metra. He declares a fast and rain did not come. So a certain fellow gets up there in Rav's presence. Same story. It begins to blow. And wind blows. Amar Oida Gashem. Rain falls. Amar Lei Ma'avdecha. He goes, what do you do that you married this? Amar Lei Mikri Dardiki Ana. I'm a rabbi of small children. Umakrini Levei Ina Kivnei Itra. And I teach the children of the poor as well as the children of the rich. And anyone who can't afford doesn't pay me. This lead period to Kavri, and I have a fish pond that seems that was his parnasa. And any child who rebels refuses to study. I bribe him with fish. I guess the equivalent of candy. And I pair for him and I appease him with it. I dust the car until he comes and studies. He wants to be with me, so that's okay. So we see because on the merit of him getting these children excited about learning and also not charging them, the ones who can't afford it, so we listen, the heavens listen to him. Rav Nachman goes to the Musar. Rav Nachman declared a fast by Rav Nachman and he begins to pray and it doesn't rain. Armashuk Nachman, he said, take Nachman, chavidim in a good dolara, throw one from the top of the wall to the ground. So, I mean, he's spoken to himself, like, take me, what am I worth anything? Chos Daiti got so upset they realized that God wasn't answering him. Vasa Mitra, that caused rain to come again. Highlighting the idea, it's not just about the external actions of fasting and praying, but it's actually a real bona fide transformation internally. Rabbi goes to Tanusa, Rabbi declared a fast by Rachel Asimitra. Same story. Amr Levi said to him, Rabbi Yehuda, Kiyavi Gazat Tanusa Asimitra. I don't know why they said they continually, they're taunting him. They said that when Rabbi Yehuda declared a fast at work, how come yours aren't? Why are your prayers not affected? Amr Levi, my Ovid, he said, what shall I do? If you think it's because of the study of Torah, meaning that Rabbi Yehuda taught more Torah than me, in fact, my Torah is more superior to him. Why? Because in Rehuda's time, all the teaching, turn the page, they only learned Nezikin. I teach all six orders of the Mishnah, in the Zrayim, Moed, Nezikin, Nashim, Kachim, Taros. Rabbi Yehuda would teach matters relating to laws of Oksin. If a woman is preserving a vegetable in a pot, or others say, Oz, don't pair together with their leaves are tahar. He would say, I see here a need for the analysis of Rav and Shmuel. The Anan ka misnizim say the last misivta. Whereas we teach a tract of Uxin in 13 different schools in the city, the Ila Rav Yehuda, Kiavi Shalav Chav and Tayo. Period. So one is that we say that we learn clearly more when Rabbi Yehuda had trouble, he'd say basically go see what Rav and Shmuel did. Whereas we have 13 different places to teach it. We say we have 13 different ways to understand it. So we don't say go out ask someone else. We understand it. Moreover, however, either Rav Yehuda ki havi shalof chad master, when Rabbi Yehuda would remove even one shoe, meaning to show at the beginning of a real fast, you take off your shoes, your leather, even once you remove one of them, obviously, God would immediately cause it to rain. His prayers be answered. We cried all day, and no attention is paid to us. So, because my deeds, is there anyone who says, because if anyone saw me do something improper, come tell me. So he goes like, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda's answered when I'm greater than him, essentially? So eventually, what he says is as follows. What can the leaders of a generation do like myself? Shane Darn Doma Yafa. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me, but it's about the people. And no, I'm basically, they're not worthy of it. It's an important point, in a way, limiting the power of the great leader when the people don't follow after them. Rehuda saw two people to have a kaprutze berifta. They were playing with bread, throwing one back and forth. Amri said, Shmami Naika Shivid Alma. Because it's evident there's too much food in this world and people are treating food so callously. So he angrily he looks at those people and then caused a famine. So the rabbi said to Rav Kahana, the son of Rav Nechunya, who was Rabbi Yehuda's shamish, get your master to come, cause him to go out through the door near the marketplace. So he sees just how desperate the situation is. So he caused him to do so. And Yehuda was at the marketplace. He saw everyone there. My high goes, what's going on here? Akusa de Tamre Kami de Kamizvinan. We're standing waiting for a container of dates that has to be sold. He said, it's evident that the famine is so severe, everyone's waiting for these dates. He said to his attendant, Shalof li masane, take off my shoes. Shalof li chavis nasna, you remove one shoe, and immediately Vasimitzim begins to rain. Kimat lemishlev achrini, when he reaches the other one, I see Eliyahu, or Eliyahu comes to him and says, I'm a Kodesh Baruch Hu, God sent me to tell you, Yishav achrini, if you take the other shoe off, machrini olam, I'll destroy the world. What is going on? I mean to say, I'll bring so much rain, perhaps, it will destroy the world. Okay. Postscript. We were once standing on at the banks of the river of Papa, the day that Rehuda brought these rains. We saw angels, the Admin Lamachi, who appeared dressed as sailors. They're bringing the sand and loading the cargo of sand, which was sand, onto the boats. And miraculously, all the sand became flour. Everyone came, therefore, to buy the flour. He said to them, as Yehuda said to them, don't buy this flour. Even though it's a famine, don't buy it. The mice needs to move because it's a product of a miracle, and we don't like to rely on miracles. And the next day, wheat boats of Prizina arrived, and the famine was relieved in a natural manner. Rav Yikulu the Hargina. Rav once came to the city of Hargunia. Gaza Terusi declared the fast, lost the mitzvah didn't rain. Amar Lei, they said to him, Bisu Kuli Alma Be'as Be'sa'ani Chayhu. Pass the night, all of you, and your fast. Don't break your fast tonight. Next, they said, does anyone have a dream? Let them tell me. Rav Elazar Argunis, Rav Elazar from this place, Argunis says, I had a dream, and what happened in it? In the dream, I called out, Shalom Tov, the Rav, Tov, the Merov, and Tov. Good greetings to the good teacher from the good master, to meet the mate of Almo, who from goodness dispenses good to his world. Amar, so Rav said to him, Shmaimina is Rotsin, who, by Rachmi. It's evident this is a time to pray for mercy. By Rachmi, that's the mitzvah. Then he prayed, then, and rains fell. Now we're gonna learn a time when Rava prayed and it wasn't appropriate. Gavra the Ichyav Nagda Be Dina the Rava. It's a person who was supposed to get lashes, sentenced to get lashes in the court of Rava. Why? Because the Baal Kusi is because he had relations with a non-Jewish woman. Nigde Rava Umes, Rav began to hit him so much he actually died. Ishtami Milsa Be Shiver Malka. So Shiver Malka, which was the non-Jewish ruler, heard about this and he was not very happy. But Tzure, if he wanted to punish Rava, Armalu Ifra Hormiz, Ema de Shibra Malka Labar. So Ifra Hormiz, whose mother, said to her son, Lo Lavli Esek Dvar Mahadi Yehuda, do not quarrel with the Jews, Choman Deva'in Rahu Yavlu, because whatever they ask of their God, he grants them. Armalu Mahi said to them, what is it they ask for God? Bani Rach Masa Mitra, he said, they pray for mercy and the rain comes. Armalu the king said to her, Hai Mishim Zimden Dimitrahu, that's because it's a season of rain. Nothing to do with the prayers being answers. We says, I know what? Tell them to pray for rain now in the summer season when it's not supposed to rain. Let's see if the rain comes. And he was skeptical. So he sends to Rava, and he says to him, came to Aitla, Ubay Rachmi does Mitra. Contrary and pray for the rain, for mercy, that the rain should come now. Ubay Rachmi does Mitra. So he prays for him and no rain came. Amr the fun of, he said to Rava says before God, Ribonish Olam, Elokim, but Ozneinu, Shemata, Vaseinu, Sifra Lanu. God with our ears, we have heard, our fathers have recounted us. Paul Pa'alta, we may have them. The work which you brought in your days, it is old. Vanu Beninu Lo Receive. We have never been privileged to see these miracles with our own eyes. Asimitra Ad, the Shuffle, may Rize, the Sipur, the Ginga. The rains began to come in such volume that the gutters of Zipori emptied into the Tigris River. Asimuv is. Rabbi's father came to him in a dream and said, "Amar Lei said to him, Mika Dimitra Kame Shemai Kuli Hai. Who is it caused, imposed such a thing on heaven to this extent? Amar Lei, Shani Duchli, he said, I did it. His father said to him, therefore, change where you're sleeping. Shani Duchli changed where he's sleeping. Lamacher, Ashkachi Dimeshim Puria Bisakine. They found that his bed was marked with knives, meaning the demons came to attack him for praying for rain in the summer months, even though he did it to save himself. And he had, because he moved himself, he was saved. Okay. Rapapa Gajar Tanisa. Rapapa once declared a fast, lost it, Mitra didn't rain. Chalosh Lebe became very faint. Sarav Pinche Daisa. They gave him a spoonful of grits. Ubay Rachi lost Mitra. He still prayed and did not rain. Amr Le Rav Nachman Bar Ushpitina. So Rav Nachman Bar Ushpitiza Zita says to him, Isarav Mar Pincha Achrite Daisa Isa Mitra. If you were to consume another mouthful of grits, the rains would come. Means to say that, He was making fun of him. So Chalos died there. Probably became very ashamed, dejected. Lost the mitzvah that caused rain to come again, highlighting this theme. Rav Chanina ben Dosa ka'azah be'orchas. So now we have a bunch of stories about the great and holy Rav Chanina ben Dosa and miracles happened to him all the time. So he was walking on the road. Lost the mitzvah began to rain. He says, God, the whole world is happy because it's raining, and I'm in distress. I'm walking. It's all muddy. Pasuk Mitzvah, stop raining. Came up to the basement. He got to his house. Everyone else is in distress. I'm in nachas. Also, it began to rain. Wow. Power of Chani Bedosa. Amr of Yosef. Maya Hanle Levit Slus, the Kohen Gadol, that we were Chani Bedosa. What value is the prayer of the Kohen Gadol in regard to Chanina Bedosa? So he says as follows. When the Kohen Gadol would leave the Kodesh Kedashim, he'd daven. He'd smile to feel like a tzara, he'd daven a short prayer. What would he say? Rabbi Bar Ada, the Amri Tarvayu, Mishmei to Rabbi Yehuda. He wrote some of Anach Hashem, like, and it may be your will, God, Hashem. Say, Hashem, Hazim, Gishuma, Ushchuna. This should be rainy and hot. The Gemara says, when a Shchuna, Mahalusi, is hot, a benefit. Adraba, Gurusahi, it's detrimental. It caused the crops to wither up. Ella, im shechuna de gushumat utuluya. If it's hot, maybe rainy and dewy to counteract the effects of the heat. Velo yinichtas lefan of tefila over drachim. And the Kohen Gadol does not. And may the prayer. And then he says as follows: may the prayer of the travelers, who say, please let it not rain because it's uncomfortable for them, not enter before you, and don't listen to their prayers. So what we see as follows, the Kohen Gadol would conclude his prayer basically saying, don't listen to the travelers, whereas if Chanina Bedosa prayed, he was a traveler, and God listened to him. And may one who exercises rule should not pass from the house of Yehuda. May your people Israel not be required to receive sustenance one from another, v'lam lach, and not from another nation. Okay, great. Amar Yehuda bar Amar Rav. Every day a heavenly voice emanates from heaven. It said, "Kolam kula nizam b'shvil Chanina Bedosa." The whole world receives its sustenance because of the merits of Chanina, my son. Chanina b'ni daya b'kav churvin be'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. And moreover, Chanina, my son, is sufficient to have one kav of karos from one Shabbos to the next. Yet we still see he thinks to survive. The world survives on account of him. Havi regil the bisud lemechmi tanura kolam eli Shabbat. His wife had the habit of heating her oven every Friday. B'shid akat Raita. And then she threw in something to cause a lot of smoke, Bishum Ki Susfa, because she was embarrassed with the fact that she didn't have enough wheat to make bread, so she created an illusion and made it look like she was cooking. All right, we'll stop over here. I wish you all a wonderful day.